So, looking over your career so far, what are some things you've been involved in the school community, sort of outside of your role as simply a teacher?
A lot of the things that I've been involved in outside of my career as a teacher is musical stuff. So I have conducted many choirs. I've been heavily involved in my churches, in children's choirs, in the church, in music lessons, that sort of thing. I have been an organist at several different churches, and I really like to get the little kids involved in the order of service and also worship and that sort of thing. And I find they really like it, and their parents like it too, because not only does it have the kids become more involved in activities within the community, be it going to sing at nursing homes or sing outside at Remembrance Day celebrations, things like that. Everybody likes to do that. And just the sight of little kids singing, regardless of what level it's at, brings a smile to everyone's faces, including my own.
Oh, absolutely. And why did you think it was important to get involved sort of over and above teaching your students every day?
I always have. Like when I was younger, I always was involved in Sunday school programs or in helping out with the church, that kind of thing. I was at McGill. Certainly, I was at church and we had to perform quite a bit. I also worked at soup kitchens when I was in Montreal on Sunday mornings with a few of my friends. And I guess that's a big piece of why I do what I do. Outside of my career as a teacher is the mental health piece. I saw a lot of people when I would go and help out at soup kitchens that were there that maybe could pay for a meal, but just needed the camaraderie. They're not coming here just to have something to eat. They're coming here so that they can talk to someone else. And that really struck me because so many people are alone, especially right now during the lockdown period, and feeling alone and feeling isolated. And it was so awful a feeling for me to see that these men would come in and want to just talk to someone because there was no one else to talk to. So I really enjoy community involvement. I enjoy working with kids. I think kids are capable of a lot of things. And I think we downplay the fact that they are able to pick up on so many things and empathize with so many feelings that we all show as adults.
And how do you think that those lived experiences that you had, you know, from youth up until now have sort of formed how you lead not only your life, but also your role as a teacher?
I just helped my son, Daniel, with an essay on To Kill a Mockingbird. And one of the things that Atticus Finch says is, you'll never know a person until you've walked in his shoes. And I guess that's the way I try to live, is that you don't judge someone based on what they look like, what they have, what they've done. You can see how they are based on what they've been able to live through and get through and still keep going, regardless of what that be. And I like to tell my kids that every day in class, you can still be a good person and keep moving forward, regardless of the mistakes or things which have happened to you in the past.
And just to wrap up, how does it feel to know that people in our community see all that you do and nominated you as an excellent educator?
Well, I can't get over it, to be very honest. Like I just can't I can't quite get over it. I've been around for a long time. I started when I was pretty young, and I started teaching, for instance, I think viola lessons when I was maybe in grade 6. I know I started teaching piano before then, and I was helping around the church before then because we all did because we were supposed to. And when I was very, very young in the United Church, in the summertime, the minister would take the summers off. So the lay people would have to do the sermons and the homilies and really take care of the services. So I remember my father and my grandmother saying, okay, you guys are doing it this weekend, you know, pointing to my cousins and I. And so we'd have to be able to play all the hymns and come up with stories or skits or that kind of thing. And I think to get the kids involved is a very, very important thing. And I think everybody should know that their kids are capable of doing whatever they want to. And I want more so the children to be involved. So I think it's so neat that someone has said, oh, you're doing a good job with these children, because you never know. And you don't want to make anybody feel badly, I guess, is my main thing. Like I'm a highly sensitive person myself. And I just want to be doing the best for whoever I can. Everybody makes mistakes, and you can live through those and keep moving forward. And that's what I see.
And then just before I stop recording, is there anything else that you think we should highlight about you or that you'd like to mention before?
I'm just lucky to do what I do every day. That's all, really. My children are my greatest accomplishment. The kids that I see every day that say, hello, Miss Brown, or hello, Madame Gagné on the street. The kids whose kids I'm teaching, the teachers who I now teach with, who I taught before. Like, I started off very, very young, and elbow grease goes a long way. I can say that much.